Here's a look at some of your closing markets on this Wednesday, the second day of October. Take a look at the Missouri Stocker Formula, 3,393 head with a weighted average weight of 552.39 pounds. Price value at 281.71, $1.34 lower than Tuesday's formula price. Estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection on Wednesday, 124,000 head. That's up 4,000 from a week ago, down 2,000 from a year ago. Wednesday's hog slaughter at 486,000 head, even with a week ago, up 2,000 head from a year ago. Tuesday was cattle auction day at the Lawley Brothers Livestock Market in Macon, 1,176 head this week compared to the last feeder special 2 weeks ago. Feeder steers sold mostly steady. Heifers sold anywhere from steady to $3 higher on some thin flesh pot loads comparable to similar weights and conditions of heifers 2 weeks ago. The steers, medium and large ones, 5 to 6 weights at 295 to 310, some unweaned at 260, 675 to 291.50, 6 to 7 weights at 265 to 274, some 7 to 8 weights at 253.5 to 259.50, some 8 to 850 pounds at 244 and a quarter to 245. Feeder heifers, 4 to 5 weights, a package of heifers, 498. 5 to 6 weights at 262 to 266, with some thin or fancy up to 301. Some 7 to 8 weights, 228.75 to 249.50, with a load of thin flesh heifers at 255.10. A package of 821-pound heifers at 225. Closing futures markets on the Chicago Board of Trade, December corn up 3.5, 432.5, March at 450 up 3.5, and May at 458 and 3 quarters up 3. November beans down 1.25 at 1056, January 1074 and a quarter down 1.25, March at 1088 and 3 quarters down 3 quarters of a cent. Wheat for December up 16 and a quarter, 615 and a quarter, March at 637 and a quarter up 17 and 3 quarters, May at 649 up 17 and 3 quarters. On the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle for October, 187.42, up 295. December, 187.70, up 252. February, 188.40, up 222. Feeder cattle for October, 249.72, up 357. November at 248.55, up 387. January at 242.07, up 362. Layton hogs for October, 84.67, up $1.17. December at 76.75, up 215. February 80.15, up 157. With the Missouri Department of Agriculture, that's your farm news. This is Tony Hancock.